Amy, are you going out?
Yeah, I'm going to meet Carolyn for a drink. So what brought this on, this latest gloomy reverie?
I'm not being gloomy. The last couple of nights I've been reminded of an experience that nearly cost me far more than I care to remember.
What happened?
I was in Egypt. Many years ago now.
Dark Shadows. The Curse of Shurafa. It was Stokes who brought us to the City of the Dead that night. Normally, custom dictates that the deceased is buried by sunset, but this seemed to be a special case, hence his interest. Her expression was ashen, her eyes darting into the narrow alleys surrounding us. For a moment, she looked at us with what almost seemed to be terrible hatred. Stokes's attention had already been caught.
Barnabas! Julia! Over there, what are they?
We followed his gaze, and there in the dim light we saw two figures. It seemed they were merely men, or at least they had been. A cloud of flies filled the air from the unfortunate man's mouth. The swarm broke my paralysis and I found myself swatting feebly at the whirling mass that surrounded me. You know of Shurafa, of his death? One look at us confirmed we did. And so she continued, I carry the blood of one who destroyed him. And now he seeks his revenge.
It always seems to be about blood.
It's powerful stuff, Harry. So many spells have blood at their heart. In a second, I was behind her, pulling her head to one side. I could see the blood pulsing in her neck, and I became so hungry for the taste it blocked out all other thought. I felt the pop as my teeth punctured her skin, and I tasted the rush of blood in my mouth. Its metallic taste flooded my senses, so warm, so fresh. Julia, after all the times you have saved me, I will do the same for you, I promise.